And so they went on, the four bottle men, the analyst Ungwam and Nungwam and Lungwam again, their Anschluss about her who's before and his whereafter, and how she was lost away away in the fern, and how he was found a deep on deep in an ear, and the rustings and the twitterings and the raspings and the snappings and the sighings and the paintings and the o'cookings and the spring apartings and the bices scuttlings and the scandal munkers and the pure craigs that used to be up that time living and lying and rating and riding around Nunsbury Square, and all the buds in the bush, and all the laughing jackass, harik, 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 the roses white in the darrick, and sunfellas' nose had got rhinoceritis from haunting the rose in the parrick, so all rogues learned to rhyme, and contra-drinking themselves about lily trilly law upon hilly, and Mrs. Nile of the Nine Corsages, and the old Marquis there best afar, and Arrow sure there was never a Marquis at all among the Manleys, and dear Sir Amory, queer Sir Rumory, and the old house by the Chirpley side, and all the goings-on so very wrong, long before, when they were going on retreat in the old Gammeldags, the four of them in Milton's Park under lovely Father Whisperer, and making her love with stuff in the language of flowers, and feeling to find was she mushy, mushy, and wasn't that very both of them, the South Sisters, O Draharino Machri, and Peep meeting waters, most improper pipette, ball round the garden, trickle, 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 triss. Please, me ma'am, may I go flirting? Farmers gone with the groom, and how they used her, mused her, licked her, and cuddled. I differ with you. Are you sure of yourself now? You're a liar, excuse me. I will not, and you're another. And Lully holding their beach of the peace of them, pool la lolly, to give and to take and to forgo the passion, and all will be forgotten. And ho, it was too bad to be falling out about her kindness pet in the shape of orang's time. Well, all right, Lully, and shake a hand, and shaken us more. For Craig's sake, be it suck. Well, even should not the framing up of such figments and the evidential order bring the true light to light as fortuitously as a dim seer seeing of a star chart mind, heaven helping it, uncover the nakedness of an unknown body in the fields of blue, or as forehearingly as the sip speeches of all mankind affoliated, earth seizing them from the roots of some fumner stutters, or the sound of sense to be found immense, our special mentalists now hold Securus judicat orbis terrarum, that by such playing possum, our haggis curious ancestor bestly served his brush with his posterity, you charming corpicherners us, heirs of his tailsy, gun dogs of all breeds, were beagling with renounced urban deboric budgels, hot to run him given law, on a scent breast high, keen for the worry, view from his halt outrated across the Yuletide's genial crosslands of Humphrey's Chase from Mullen and Hob and Peacock's Town, then bearing right upon Tancred's Town, the outlier, a white nolian, whilst Mrs. Lowensteel Fitz Urse's basset beaters had first Miss Badgett for a brown of some swart, led Bayers the run then through Rystone and Horlock's Town, and looping the loop to Tancred's Town again. Ear, canny hair, for doubling through Cheever's Town, they raced him through Loughlin's Town and Nuts Town to wind him by the boolies. But from the good turn where he last was lost, check upon ye hill of Rutton, full winter coat, with ticker pads pointing for his rooming house, as old Nord Eston, as Roltro Royal Hessians, a deaf fuxer's Vulpinism, hid him close in convert, miraculously raffin fed, and buoyed up in rum a reticule, on asm and obmasm, upon ne albrahum had his mead, the cream-clotted cherryness of cinnamon syllabub, mickle raved, nickel saved, hence hounds hide home, preservative perseverance in the re-education of his intestines was the rebuttal by Wilk, he sort of gigged the bit bulge on the whole bunch of spasshookers, dieting against glues and gradvies, in that sometime press street proton, vainly violence, virulence, and viterpation sought well nigh utterly to attack and abridge, to derail and depontify, to enrate and inroad, to ungoad and unhume the great shipping mogul and underlin and overlord, but the spoil of hesitance, the spell of hesitancy, his atake is it ash, twittery taw, tattery tail, has he tense, humper and dimply, hey, 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 a wincy wanky, assemblymen murmured, Reynard is slow. One feared for his days, did their yawns. 'Twas his stomach, erect, the liver a gush. From his visuals, pung, deliver him or elode. He'd laid violent hands on himself, who was bought in Fugger's newsletter, lain down all and fagged out with equally melancholy death. For the tridium of Saturnalia, his goat servant had paraded his willingsomes in the forum, whilst the jenny infanted the last to be greeted raucously, the yard stated with hawks and effers, and measured with missiles too. From 100 of manhood and a wimmering of vibes, big went the bang, then wilder wide was quiet, a report, silence, last farmer put it under ether, the nose or the lowell had driven him blem, blem, stun blem, sparks flew, he'd fled again, open Shunshema, this country of exile, sloughed off, Siddle's home via the subterranean shore with bedboards, stowed away and anchored in a Dutch bottom tank, the Arsa had SS Finlandia and was even now occupying under an Islamitic new name. In his seventh generation, a physical body, Cornelius McGrath's Badal Karakata, Kamarung Rung Kanbung, in Asia Major, where his Turk of the Theatre, First Household Flatty, the King, 11 Sharps, he had bypassed the Bukidenses from the appellances of his omnibox, while his Arab at the street door, he bepestered the Bumbashus for the alms of a Paris pence. Wires hummed, peacefully general astonishment assisted by regretitude, had put a term to his existence. He saw the family soggard, resigned, put off his remainders, was recalled in scrap heap by the maker chirpings crossed. An infamous private ailment, vulgo vario venereal, had claimed end right, closed his vicious circle, snap, jams jarred. He had walked towards the middle of an ornamental lily pond, when, inebriated up to the point where brace shirts meet knickerbockers, as wankfish during the buoyant waters, when rodman's first raiding hands had rescued un from very possibly several feel of demi-frish water, mush, spread on Umbrella Street, where he did drinks from a pumps, a kind workman, Mr. Whitlock, gave him a piece of wood. What words of power were made fast between them? Econames and Economes, Economia, Economina. That or that, did Hanser tell us, would Gargan's dub's ear wag in every pub of all the sitter? Batty believed the batten, while Hogan hears a hard, yet here prefers a pencil sharpener, and cope and bull, go cup and ball, and the Cassidy Craddock Roman rame round e'er a wig, ne'er a wage, is still immer and immer, a wagering over it, cradle with a care in it, or a casket with a kick behind, totis testis, quotis questis, the war is in words, and the wood is the world, may pleamy, willowy wee, hickory he, and you ourselves, how for him, chirruppet, ever reach a bird, from gold-dawn glory to glow-worm gleam, we were low quacks, did we not tacit turn? Elsewhere, they hear, no concern of the Guinnesses, but only the ruining of the rain has heard, estute poor portural, cracklings chicked, a human pest cycling pissed, and recycling past, about the sledgy streets, here he was, pushed again, Morse nuisance noise, he was loose at large, and oh baby, might be anywhere when the disguised ex-nan of a huge stand build and masculine manners in our fairly fat 40s, corpulented gigasta, had attracted her attention by arbitrary conduct with a homnibus, aerials buzzed to coastal listeners of an urtex brus collector's budget, bully big spurrin teeth, tough tabard and bloody ankle cloak, its tailors, burn fathers, tab reading BPH, found nice gold brothers hole, and diverse shiver to think what kind of beast, wolves, croppies, or fourpenny friars had devoured him, CW cast wide, vizinislich, thronis verglim, vlacher locked, of his pinskus potsum the boys had it, at week's weekend had been nailed as inked up, name and title inscribing the national curse of accelerated regress of filiform territory, and even maloped in pigotry. Move up, mumpty, make room for Rumpty, by order, Nicholas Plug, and this go, no Pentecostal jest about it, how gregarious his race, soever or skilful, learned, wise, cunning, knowledgeable, clear, profound, his saying, fortitudio fraught, or prudentia proven, were he chief, count, general, field marshal, prince, king, or Miles the Slashman's person, with a Molomadar mansion in the Brefnian Empire, and a place of inauguration on the hill of Tullymongan, there had been real murder of the Ray Heelock Royal Raxacraxian variety, the McMahon chaps it was that had done him in. On the Vide de Verde, the rampart combatants had left him, lying with his dexter handcoop, rest erected in a purried palm, bloody proper, indeed not a few thick and thin well-wishers, mostly of the Clontarf-minded class, Colonel John Ball O'Rourke's fervor examples, even ventured so far as to loan or beg copies of D. Blaine's trilingual, triweekly, scatterbrains afting poshed, so as to make certain sure one time he'd be satisfied of their quasi-contribution solitarian, having become genuinely quite beatly dead, whether by land, whether by water. Transocean, Atal clamoured him, the latter, shall their hope then be silent, or Macfarlane lack of lamentation? He lay under leagues of it in deep Bartholomew's deep. Achtung, Potsar, attention, biker eye beside smucky young piggishulies, three passengers, aventure med Lochlaner Fatok, if Yunis Gehaven, Banalana bangs Ballyhooly out of her buttery of a boulevogue. But their bright little contemporaries, notwithstanding, on the morrowing morning of the suicidal murder of the unrescued expatriate, as like as a snake comes slithering down that oak tree onto the Duke of Beavers, you may have seen some liquid amber exude exotic from balsam poplar at parting Alax limestone, rode and cried, Abies magnifica, not noble fair. A quarter of nine, imploring his respicency, saw the infallible spike of smokes just of punctual from the seventh gable of our Quintus Gentimacus, porphyried butter tar, and then thirsty p.m. with oaths upon his lastingness, en caicos haras speeches, annos longos partima. The lamps of Mantinan's beacons far afield in a hub the Ziggurat, all brevet named, the wasting wyvern, the tawny with mane, the swing low swaying blue paw, the outstanding man, the lolly like lady, being litten for the long, O land, O long, life's nigh, with suffusion of fine glass transform and lead light pains, wherefore let it hardly be by any being thinking be said either or thought that the prison of that sacred edifice, where he and Ivor the boneless and Olaf the hide, was at his best a one-stone parable, a rude breathing on the void of to be, a venter hearing his own bulk speech in backwards, or more strictly but tryst-turned initials, the clue key to a world room and beyond the room whirled, for scarce one or pathetically few of his dode candle salmon livers cared seriously or for long to dart with Kurt Uld van Jack, the gravitational pull perceived by certain fixed residents and the captive of uncertain comets chance drifting through our system suggesting an authentic atem of his aliquitudinous, the canonicity of his existence as a tesseract. Be still, O quick, speak him dumb, hush, ye fronds of Ulma. Dispersal, women wondered, was she fast? Do tell us all about, as we want to hear all about. So tell us all about the why or whether she looked a lotty like a thief, and whether he had his whimmed up like them some shut. Notes and queries, titbits and answers, the laugh and the shout, the odds and downs. Now listen to one another and list them down and smoothen out your eaves of rose. The war is o'er. Whim, 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 whim. Was it Unity Morris, Stella Swift, or Verena Fay, or Quattro Quaidum? Thomas, mark oomph your uncle. Pig eyes, hold up med your leg. Who but you, for second time of asking, what then the scourge of the parts about Falkridge Lucalizoid? It was wont to be asked in ages behind of the Homo Capite erectus, what prize Peabody's money, or to put it bluntly, whence in the Harrington's white cravat as in epochs more Kynozoic, who struck Buckley, though nowadays as then times, every school filly of 70 moons or more who knows her entomologies and every colleen ball, a roof and every red flannel waving war wife and widow piece upon Dublin wall forever knows as yayas, how it was Buckley's self, we need no blooding paper to tell it neither, who struck him the Russian general Dada instead of Buckley, who was caddishly struck by him when he herself, what full pride foul poison in the spy of three castles on which hat a filled smiley cellar, and that such a veteran of venom, that queen's head a franchisant, a quiet stinking plaster zeal could cover, preposterous or postpaid. The lounge lizards of the pump room had their 9 days' jeer, and pratch cats at their platch pails too, and hole and pollendum beside, spats, bezemas, the zanny zonies, when still believing in our own glass, when iseries were twinklings at the upper reaches of her mouthless face, and her impermanent waves were the better half of her, one nearer him, dearer than all, first warming creature of his early morn, bondwoman of the man of the house, and murmur of all the Makovics, she who had given his eye for her bed and a tooth for a child till one, and 110 and 100 again, O me and O ye, cadet and prim, the hungry and angry, and if she is older now than her teeth, she has hair that is younger than Tyne, my dear. She who shuttered him after his fall and waked him widowed sparing and gave him keen and made him able and held at his illest to each arch of his nose. She who will not rest her from her running to seek him till, with the help of the Ochiamic, some such time that she shall have been after hiding the crumbins of his enormousness in the eye you looking for pearl far sea, Uri, Uri, Uria. Stood Fort Burns Burn, the Gorgoni old Danworld in Goger's name, for Gagger's sake, dragging the countryside in her train, finicking here and finicking there, with his Louisa Queen's brogues and her Calendar Buzzle, and her little Bolero Boa, and all, and 2 times 20 curly cornies for her headdress, specks on her eye, and spuds on her eyes, and a circus fix riding her Parisian's cockneys, a vaunter straddled from Equiagon, when tink tink in the churchlows clinked, steeplos as Yazimi Sunday, solo with pawns, prelates, and pukas, pelotting in her peace bag for handyman the chomp, Esquero, brisk bass to crush the slanderer's head, very weeny white, plead for more and more, Notre Dame de la Vie, mercy of thy bam heart, see heat. O Grodnix, beyond her bat a tay, word of the druggist, bulk him no bulkus, and let him rest, thou wait far, and take no grave spoil from him, neither mar his mound, the bane of Tut is on it, where, but there's a little lady waiting, and her name is ALP, and you'll agree she must be she, for her holding her heaps hanging down her back, he spent his strength to muck harem scarums, popping Narancy, Gilia, Clora, Marinka, aye, Neil, Parmi, and Ick of those dames had a rainbow humorous, yet for Willico her whims, but he coined a cure. Tiff, tiff today, kissy, kissy, tonay, an age-long pine to Marina, Then who but crippled with children would speak up for dropping with sweat? Sold him a lease of 9,990 tresses, undresses so die, dainty goo. The groot gudgeon gulped it all. Who was the scarred bum? At Island Bridge she met her tide. At a bum, bum. The Finn had a flux at his ever ride. At a bum. We're all up to the ears in hues and cribies. That's what she's done for wee woe. No mad may roam with Nabook, but let na man laugh at Jordan. For we have taken our sheet upon our stones, where we have hanged our hearts in our trees, and we list, as she bibs us, by the waters of Babylon. In the name of Anna the All-Maziful, the ever-living, the bringer of pluribilities, hallowed be her eve, her sing-time sung, her will be run, unhemmed as it is uneven. Her untitled Mamma Festa, memorializing the most highest, has gone by many names at disjointed times. Thus we hear of the Augusta Augustissimost for old Sebastius' salvation, Rockabil Booby in the wave trough. Here's to the relics of all decencies, Anastasia's rise to notice, nickel down Duddy Gun and Irish Sir Cannon, my golden one and myself a wedding, Armory Tristram and Icy Sisul, set the sawyer till a strain, Ick Dick Dope Dope, a two Michi Michi, by birthplace for a bite, which of your Hester days mean ye tomorrow? Ho begun the Hebrewer, hit Waterman the Brainerd, Arcs in the ceiling, flea chinks in the flare, Rabis de Hibernicus, the crazier letters, groans of a brightness, Peter Peeper picked a plot to pitch his popolin, an apology for a big, some such no noun as husband or husboat, or whose bound is probably understood, for we have also the Pluto Platoric, my Hansbud, Hansbads, a journey to Portugal gone, and he never has the hour. Ought we to visit him? For Arxie Zoo, Cleopatra's needlework featuring, all Burram on the Sahara with the cooming of the camels, and the parlour maids of Egypt, cock in the pot for father, Platiat Vestre, a new cure for an old clap, where portentous they'd grow gonder, how I'd wish I was a geese. Gettle Netty, thrust him no more. When the myrtles of Venice play to block his lines, to plunge me high, he waves Chiltern on friends. Oriman's Q visits Eamon Mart, e'en though I granny a bee, he would fain me cuddle. 20 of chambers, weighty 10 beads in a one tetrarum, I led the life. Through the boxer cocks arising in the house with the golden stairs, the following fork. He's my old Jerusalem, and I'm his Po, the best in the west, by the stream of Zemzem, and a zigzag hill, the man that made his mother in the Marlbury train. Try our tal on a taub, the log of Annie to the base all, Nopper Tippet, a nappy wank to his nottle dantis girls, Pritz Orel Orel, the king of Albrids. Intimer mini-slip of an extraerial monolith, drink to him, my jucky and jult bemi, thy winnowing sheet, I ask you to believe I was his mistress, he can explain, from Victrolia Nuance to Albert Nahanshi, da Daisy so gwimmy your hansel too, what Barbara's done to a barrel organ before the rank, tank and bond with tail, Hupski ad mortal, what Jumbo made to Jalous, and what Annie said to him, Ophelius Culprince, here Hupti Hublin, my old Danch, I'm older nor the rogues, among whist I slips, and he calls me his jewel of Ayesha. Supports a ventriloquist, Mary's a corpse, laps for fins this funny coon's week, had the buckling shut at rush in January, look to the lady, from the rise of the dudge of public to the fall of the postille. Of the two ways of opening the mouth, I have not stopped water where it should flow, and I know the 29 names of Atraente, the torture of Tory Island trades Galasia like as Milchow, from Abbeygate to Crollowy, through a lift in the lewd, smocks from their graces and meant for them clodhoppers, how to pull a good horoscope, even when old sire is dead to the world. In the gleam of war, lo, fate he'd succeed to my aspirations, 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, my skin appeals to 3 senses, and my curly lips demand column kisses. Gad Stutes on a cranny savings, them lads made a train of battle watchers, and they tooties a do it of dears. And my lord's bed by one whore went through it, mum it all over, cow poiroid by 12-acre tourists in the unique estates of a Mexican. He gave me a thou, so I serve him with thee. Of all the wide torsos and all the wide glen, O Donnock, white Donnock, he's hue to me cry, I'm the stitch in his backside, you'd be naught without mum, to keep the huskies off the hustings and picture pets from lifting shops, Norska Torska find the puddle, he pursed me here with the ardour of a ton Burks, a bub was weeping, this moor was reaping, O Lachlan, up from the pit of my stomach I swish you the white of the morning, Anglo-Andean medleys from Tommany Moor. The great Polynesian old entertainer exhibits Ballantine brouchers with the links of natures, the mimic of Meg Neg and the Mackies, enters as the latest pig to reel, and my porridor still at Stitchner's Hall, Siegfried follies in a gentle alms foot bar, see the first book of Jaylis's Pessim, the suspended sentence, a pretty brick story for child-sized heroes, as low our sleep, I knew it got in in me, so this settles that. Thunderbolt Captain Smith and La Belle Sauvage, Pocahontas, Way for Wet Week, Wellikins, Duchka, Marianne, the last of the Fingalians. It was me egged him on to the Stork Exchange and lent my dutiful face to his customs. Chi-chi-chi-chiels on their China Mixion. Picked me up, Peters. Lumpity-tum-tumpty had a big fall. Pimp-pimp-pimp-pimp-pimp. Measly ventures of two lice and the fall of fruit, the folks' family interior. If my spread eagles wasn't so tight, I'd loosen my curses on that bunch of Maggie straps. Alusha Popafets and Hulk Kochmai, seen apples and thin diet, I begoo to believes from love and mother. Fine's fault was no felon, Exeat Delvin rent to life. The flash that flies from Buggy's eye had set me hair on fire. His is the house that Malt made. Divine views from back to front. Abe to Sarah stood ick. Neuter till Bram talked in common sex. A nibble at Eve will that bowel relive. All for guineas, sound and compliments, libidus. Seven wives awake a week. Ariane and Berber blood. Army licks, porter while huffy chops, eads. A brace of umbrellas or a triple of canes. Butter bursts. From the manor lord Hope to the Mrs. O'Malley's, and from the dames to their sames, many festoons for the colleagues on the green, not standing back in an excellent half-century if called on, as tree is quick and stone is white, so is my washing done by night. First and last only true account, all about the honorary Mir Sue Irwick or LSD, and the snake nuggets by a woman of the world, who can only tell naked truths about a dear man and all his conspirators, how they all tried to fall in putting it all around local Zoid, about private Irwicker and a pair of sloppy sluts, plainly showing all the unmentionability, falsely accusing about the raincoats. The protiform graph itself is a polyhedron of scripture. There was a time when naive alphabeters would have written it down, the tracing of a purely deliquescent recidivist, possibly ambidextrous, snub-nosed probably, and presenting a strangely profound rainbow in his or her occiput. To the hardly curiousing entomophilist, then it was shown a very sex mosaic of nymphoses in which the eternal chimera hunter, Oreolopus, now fond of sugars, then leaf of salts, the sensory crowd in his belly, coupled with an eye for the goods, trot, bewildered, blissed by their night effluvia with guns like drums and fondless like forceps, persequestulates his Vanessas from floor to floor. Somehow this sounds like the purest Kid O'Leon, whereas our Madron or caution of Laura Lure's reach. Also Heru from him is a kitch not darkness by hazard and worn rolls of creed. We must grope on till Zerog are like poor old Gowers, as we are, would we salve aught of moments from our Azor today. Amusing though, not but, closer inspection of the bordereau would reveal a multiplicity of personalities inflicted on the documents or document, and some prevision of virtual crime or crimes might be made by anyone unwary enough before any suitable occasion for it or them had so far managed to happen along. In fact, under the closed eyes of the inspectors, the traits featuring the chiaroscuro coalesce, their contrarieties eliminated in one stable somebody similarly as by the providential warring of heart-shaker with housebreaker and of damn drinker against rethinker, our social something bowels along bumpily, experiencing a jolting series of prearranged disappointments down along the lane of, it's as semper as oxhouse humper, generations, more generations, and still more generations. Say, Baron Luzador, who in Halgal wrote the darn thing? Anyhow, erect, beseated, mountebank against the party wall below Freezy Grade, by the use of Quiller style with turbid or pellicid mind, accompanied to the reverse by mastication, interrupted by visit of seer to scribe or of scribe to sight, atwixt two showers or a toss of a trike, rained upon or blown upon by a right down regular racer from the soil, or by a two-painted whittle-wit laden with the loot of learning. Now, patience, and remember, patience is the great thing, and above all things, we must avoid anything like being or becoming out of patience. A good plan used by worried business folk who may not have had many momentums to master Kung's doctrine or the mayang of the proprietary code's truce of Capri Mustimus is just to think of all the sinking fund of patience possessed in their conjoint named by both brothers Bruce, with whom are incorporated their Scotch spider and Elberfell's calculating horses. If after years upon years of delving in ditches dark, one tub-thumper more than others, Kinahoon or Canahan, Geratner or near Meason or Monger had got up from the darnel the same purpose of reassuring us with all the barber of the Carrigy house that all our great ascendant was properly speaking three syllables less than his own surname. Yes, yes, less. That the ear of Fionn Ear Wicker aforetime was the trademark of a broadcaster with Wicker local jargon for an ace's patent. Here, calls, everywhere. That as to this radio oscillating epipistol to which cotton, silk or samite, coal, gal or brick dust we must ceaselessly return, whereabouts exactly at present in Siam, Hell or Topfet, under that glory soul which plays turn a loop with us in this alludens cave of our cagacity, is that bright so and such to slip us the dink of oil? Naysayers we know, To conclude purely negatively from the positive absence of political odia and monetary requests that its page cannot ever have been a pen product of a man or woman of that period or those parts is only one more unlooked-for conclusion leaped at, being tantamount to interfering from the non-presence of inverted commas, sometimes called quotation marks, on any page that its author was always constitutionally incapable of misappropriating the spoken words of others. Luckily, there's another cant to the question. Has any fellow of the dime a dozen type, it might with some profit some dull evening quietly be hinted, has any usual sort of ornery josser, flat-chested 40-ish, flaintly fatulent, and given to ratitionation by syncopation in the elucidation of complications of his gracious Fung Yang dynasty danced, only another, the son of, in fact, ever looked sufficiently longly at a quiet, everyday-looking, stamped, addressed envelope. Admittedly, it is an outer husk. Its face and all its featureful perfection of imperfection is its fortune. It exhibits only the civil or military clothing of whatever passion, pallid nudity, or plague-purple nakedness may happen to tuck itself under its flap. Yet, to concentrate solely on the literal sense or even the psychological content of any document to the sore neglect of the enveloping facts themselves, circumstantiating it, is just as hurtful to sound sense, and let it be added to the truest taste, as were some fellow in the act of perhaps getting an intro from another fellow, turning out to be a friend in need of his, say, to a lady of the latter's acquaintance, engaged in performing the elaborate antichistical ceremony of upstairs, straightway to run off and vision her plump and plain in her natural altogether, preferring to close his blinkered eyes to the etiquettical fact that she was, after all, wearing for the space of the time, being some definite articles of evolutionary clothing, inharmonious creations, a captious critic might describe them as, or not strictly necessary, or a trifle irritating here and there, but for all that, suddenly full of local colour and personal perfume and suggestive too, if so very much incapable of being stretched, filled out, if need or wish were of having their surprisingly like coincidental parts separated, don't they know, for better survey by the deft hand of an expert, don't you know, who in his heart doubts either that the facts of feminine clothing are there all the time, or that the feminine fiction, stranger than the facts, is there also at the same time, only a little to the rear, or that one may be separated from the other, or that both may be contemplated simultaneously, or that each may be taken up and considered in turn apart from the other. Here, let a few artifacts fend in their own favour. The river felt she wanted salt. That was just where Breen came in. The country asked for bear's paw for Dindin, and bounding abounding had got it, surely. We who live under heaven, we of the clovery kingdom, we Middlesins people have often watched the sky overreaching the land. We suddenly have. Our isle is Senge, the place. That stern chuckler, mayhappy, mayhap not, once said to Ray Pishon in that Lutheran conservatory, way of his, that is it a chapel, as it a colun, was the place, ult out nult, in this mad vale of tares, whose verdure is yellowed whatever python parks his park, car, while his Tamil is tay is the dream of Drainopolis, where the possible was the improbable, and the improbable the inevitable, if the proverbial bishop of our holy and undivided with this me ken, or no me ken zot, is the quiz tune havermashed, have his two nails on the head, we are in for a sequentiality of improbable possibles, though possibly nobody, after having grabbed up a lock of cold corn above his subject, probably in Harry Stoteley's or the vile, would go out of his way to applaud him on the unbiased back of his remark for utterly impossible, as are all these events, they are probably as like those which may have taken place as any others which never took person at all are ever likely to be. About that original hen, midwinter, fur or cur was in the offing, and Premver a promise of April, when as a kishabriggie sang life's old sashatong, an ice-clad shiverer, merest of bantlings, observed a cold fowl behaviour rising strangely in that fatal middle or chip factory, or comical bottom cup stewed, dump for short, afterwards changed into an orangery, when in the course of deeper demolition, unexpectedly one bushman's holiday, its limen threw up a few spontaneous fragments of orange peel, the last remains of an outdoor meal by some unknown sunseeker or place-hider illico, way back in his mistridden past. What child of a stand looper but keepy little Kevin, in the despondful surroundings of such sneezing cold, would ever have troved up on a state that was called street, a motive for future sanity, by urching the finding of the art chalice by another Healy innocent and beach walker, whilst trying with pious clamour to wheedle tipperah-rah-rah-ree-rah-putterers out of New Zealand and spinked of the patch purple of the massacre, a jewel to die today, goddam and begod, sticks and stanks of most of the Jacobiters. The burden of the case was Belinda of the Dorans, a more than quinquagenarian, Terzil Prize with Cerny Medal, cheaper Lizzie's Hayne Exposition, and what she was scratching at the hour of clocking 12 looked for all this zigzag world like a goodish-sized sheet of letter paper originating by transship from Boston, Mass, of the last of the first to dear, whom it proceeded to mention, Maggie, well, and all at home's held, well, only the hate turned the mild on the Van Houtens, and the general's elections with the lovely face of some born gentleman with a beautiful present of wedding cakes for dear thank you, Christy, and with grand fun for all of poor Father Michael, don't forget unto lives, and Maggie, well, how are you, Maggie, and hope soon to hear well, and must now close it with fondest to the twins with four cross kisses for Holy Paul, Holy Corner, Holly Polly, Holy Island, PCS, from Locust may eat all this, but seen they never. Affectionate, large-looking tash of ch. The stain, and that at the stain, the overcutlessness of the master biblical here, as usual, signing the page away, marked it off in the sprite of the moment, is a genuine relic of ancient Irish pleasant pottery of that Lydia-like languishing class known as a Hurlymuir of the Hazy. Why, then, how? Well, almost any photo is worth his chemicals. Will tip anyone asking him the teaser that if a negative of a horse happens to melt enough whilst drying, well, what you get is, well, a positively grotesquely distorted macro mass of all sorts of horse-happy values and masses of melt while a horse tip. Well, this really is what must have occurred to our missive. There's a sod of a turb for you, please. Wisp off the grass, unfiltered from the boucher by the sagacity of a look-metal little like-me-long hen. Heated residence in the heart of the orange-flavoured mud-mud had partly obliterated the negative to start with, causing some features palpably nearer your pecker to be swollen up most grossly, while the farther back we managed to wiggle, the more we need the loan of a lens to see as much as the hen saw to... You is feeling like you was lost in the bush, boy. You says it's a puling sample jungle of woods. You most shouts out... Beticket me for a stump of a beach if I have the poultriest notions what the Pharisee all means. Gee up, girlie. The quad gospelers may own the tagrum, but any of the zingery shulerim may pick a peck of kindlings yet from the sack of owl hensin. Lead kindly fowl. They always did. Ask the ages what bird has done yesterday man may do next year. Be it fly, be it molt, be it hatch, be it agreement in the nest. For a socio-scientific sense is sound as a bell, sir. Her velucrine automativeness, right on normalcy. She knows, she just feels she was kind of born to lay and love eggs. Trust her to propagate the species and hush her puffball safe through din and danger. Lastly, but mostly, in her genetic field it is all game and no gammon. She's ladylike in everything she does and plays the gentleman's part every time. Let us all speech it. Yes, before all this has time to end, the golden age must return with its vengeance. Man will become dirigible. Egg will be rejuvenated. Woman with her ridiculous white burden will reach by one step sublime incubation. The man wanting human lioness with her dishonored scapular man-ram will lie down together publicly, flank upon fleece. No, assuredly they are not justified, those glompurers who grouse the letters have never been quite their old selves again since that weird weekday in bleak Janiver. Yet her palmy date in a waste oasis when to the shock of both Biddy Doran looked at literature. And she may be a mere Marcella, this midget majesty, mistress of arts, but it is not a hear or say of some anomalous letter signed Toga Gorillas, teasy dear. We have a cop of her fur fist right against our nosebows. We note the paper with her jotty young watermark, Notre Dame du Bon Marché, and she's a heart of Arin. What lumelits as she falls with her falaminers and her nadia nods. As a strow will show, she does the wind blag, recting to show the rudeness of a rover, curling and chewing the fancities of a frisette. But how many of her readers realize that she's not out to dizzle-dazzle with a great uncoutrement of post-mantrum and glasseries from the Lappins and the Griggs? Nothing's on her wildlife. Grab her good and grandy for old Almanian etymologists like Daria Marius and Zovotrimazar of Mavarine. Zm, she feels plain fail a plate, one flat fact thing, and if, last ways, first wise, a man alone, sine aeon, aeons utaras, has no rates to done a kick at with aeon anacras about tutors milking forces, and the rearies of the utterant asking the tutors to be the forerunner. Thing crokle mexi pasture dixie like, and chimming around and shins the magra by kink and can kin with the down mind looking gated. Miss Dem, mademoiselles, Miss Curve, Silvape, all schwan, schreits, ish to tell the cocks trot about him. Kappa, kapuk, no minzies matter. He had to see life foully, the black and the smut, schreit. There were three in him, schreit, dancing, schreit, was his only feebles, with apple harlots and a little mulfogles, especially schreit, when they peaches, honeys wore camellia paints. You're very truthful, a dapple in. Yes, it is, but an old story, the tale of a tree stone with 1 year old, of a mons held by 10 pegs and by his pal what to lose, on the run, what cadman could, but bad man wouldn't, any genomen against any venus, and why Kate take takes charge of the waxworks. Let us know whether health, dangerous public orders and other circumstances permitting of perfect convenience if you police after you, police, pardoning mine, ish beam so fresh by, drop the jiggery pokery and talk straight turkey meat to mate. For while the ear, be we Mike Balls or Nicholas, may sometimes be inclined to believe others, the eye, whether browned or no lens, find it devilish hard now and again even to believe itself. Habes auris et non vi debis, habes oculus ac mane palpabuat. Drawing nearer to take our slant at it, since after all it has met with misfortune while all underground, let us see all there may remain to be seen. I am a worker, a tombstone mason, anxious to please every berries, and jolly glad when Christmas comes his once a year. You are a perjurist, anxious to ply his noble hobbies, and turn a belly solly when this time took our home again. We cannot say A to A, we cannot smile nose from nose. Still, one cannot help noticing that rather more than half of the line run north-south in the Nemesis and Bucharest directions, while the others go west, each in search from Malazies with Bulograd. For tiny talk though it looks when Skitch puts nistling along other incunabula, it has its cardinal points for all that. These rule barriers, along with the trace words, run, march, halt, walk, stumble at doubtful points, stumble up again in comparative safety, seem to have been drawn, first of all, in a pretty checker with lamp black and blackthorn. Such crossing is anti-Christian, of course, but the use of the home-born shillelagh as an aid calligraphy shows a distinct advance from savagery to barbarism. It's seriously believed by some that the intention may have been geodetic, or in the view of the canier, domestic economical. But by writing thitherways, end-to-end, and turning, and end-to-end hitherways, writing, and with lines of literal slittering up and louds of letters lettering down, the old semitone place and jupe to back again from them, let rise till Hamlet sleep, where in the waste is the wisdom? Another point. In addition to the original sand, pounce powder, drunker paper, or soft rag used, any veteran hanger in our sort social can see the scene from scene self, a wee fofty-odd room, the cheery spluttered on the one carrick, a dark edition of booze from Dalbania, and a God's quantity of raki or Portugal and some bulk setting out on the sofa. You remember the sort of softball Sucker Matru used to tell us when we were all very boys or nippies and messes. It has acquired accretions of terricious matter whilst loitering in the past. The Teetum stay in terminal, say not the tag, Mama, or our show's a failure, is a cosy little brown study all to oneself, and whether it be a thumbprint made mark or just a poor trait of the artless, its importance in establishing the identities in the writer complexes, for if the hand was one, the minds of active and agitated were more than so, would be best appreciated by never forgetting that both before and after the Battle of the Boyne, it was a habit not to sign letters always to... And it is surely a lesser ignorance to write a word with every consonant too few than to add all too many. The end. Say it with missiles then, and thus arabesque the page. You have your cup of scalding souchong, your tapper wax and drop, your cat's paw, the clove of coffin nail. You chewed or champed as you wondered it, your lark in clear air. So why, pray, sign anything, as long as every word, letter, pen, stroke, paper, space is a perfect signature of its own? A true friend is known much more easily and better into the bargain by his personal touch, habits of full or undress, movements, response to appeals for charity, than by his footwear, say, and speaking in Tiberius and other incestuous lacities among gerontophiles, a word of warning about the tenderloin passion hinted at. Some soft-nosed peruser might mayhem take it up erogenously as the usual case of spoons prostituta in herba plus dinky pings deliberatively somersaulting off her bisexicle at the main entrance of curate's perpetual satan suit with her one to see and a wa, who picks her up as gingerly as any bam-bearer would to feel whereupon the virgin was most hurt and nicely asking, why have you been so grey this morning and where were you chasing me, child? But be who, father pretend, and so wider, but we grisly old seekers who have done our unsmiling bit on Alice's when they were young and easily frightened, in the number of the procuring room and what oracular compression we have had to apply to them, could, did we care to sell our feeble thought silence and camera, tell our very moist nostrilled one that father, in such variegated context, is not always that undemonstrative relative often held up to our contumacy who settles our hash bill for us, and what an innocent all abroad's adverb such as Michele looks like can be suggestive of under the pudendoscope, and finally, what an Euristy nymph let endocrine pineal tepas of inverted parentage with a prepossessing drama present in her past and a priapic urge for congress with agnates before cognates fundamentally is feeling for under her lubricious meiosis when she refers with liking to some feeler she fancies face. And we could yet what need to say, 'tis as human a little story as paper could well carry in effect as sing sing so Salomon, susuing to Switvillitz, while as unbluffing only blurt, brusque, blunt, as Ezra's the cat's meter, the meter cat's wife, the meter cat's wife's half better, the meter cat's wife half's better meter, and so back to our horses, for we also know what we have perused from the pages of I Was a General, that show thing up of Bolshevism by Schottenboom, that Father Michael about this red time of the White Terror equals the old regime, and Margaret is the social revolution, while cakes mean the party funds, and dear thank you signifies national gratitude. In fine, we have heard, as it happened, of Spartacus Intercellular. We are not conquered yet, Deadhand. We can recall with volunteers the Froggy Jew, and sweeter far to our now West Things in Dumble's Fair City, ere one more year is o'er. We turned our coast to the good gay tunes, when from down swords the sea emerged the old oat guns, and answer made the bold O'Dwyer. But, as modest in verbis, let a prostitute be whoso, stand before a door, and wink so parks herself in the fornix near a Macassan wall, sin, and the curate one who brings strong waters, gin, but also, and dinna forget, that there is many asleeps between some at home's first, and more in Ausland's last, and that the beautiful presence of a waiting Kate's will, until life's, be more than enough to make any milk mike in the language of sweet parts punch hell's rate into his twin Nicky, and that Maggie T, or your majesty, if heard as a boost from a born gentleman, is, for if the lingo gasp between kick sheets, however basically English, were to be preached from the mouths of wicker church wardens and metaphysicians in the row and advocatos, alvoyus, demivoyels, languotes, lebials, dontils, gutterhouls and furts, where would their parts be, or where the human race itself, where the Pythagorean sesquipedalia, or the pantepistemion, however apically volapucky, grunted and grommeled, itchabled, habakuk, up and off, ugamig, hapalax, gominon, fifth over country styles, behind slated dwelling houses down blind lanes, or when all fruit sails under some sacking left on a coarse cart? So had been love, tis, and will be, till wears and tears and ages, thief us the night, steal we the air, tall, thinner, leafest, mean, here, oh, here, insulting the fair, traitor, bad, hearer, brave, the lighting look, the burning cry, all from the grave ever-flowing of the times, for a Gursaria, Jordan water, now godsome shine of Mende's daughter, good clap, a fore marriage, a bad wake, tells hell's well, such as man a wife's lot of lose and win again, like his groon whiskers on whose chin again, she plucketh them out, but they groan in again, so what are you going to do about it? Oh, dear, if Junus be saved, aho, and if you lone be proved, the old stoliolum from qui quinit to mike chalet, and a jambet batista to a brulo, is it told in sounds and utter that, in signs so adds to in universal and polyglottal in each auxiliary neutral idiom, sordomutics, florilingua, shelter fuckle, flare a flutter, a conscubane, a prose tute, strassarab, pers, and any tongue at all, since nozina net tripami ways with hi ho harry, there's a spitfire turf a kind of kindling, when oft at the south soof blows her petries up, and a clay pot wet for thee, my sisters, and talk a tell tibs has eve, and what though, revel is life, proving I the death of Ronalsus, when wine par wine has bucked the kick on poor one man, biliousness has been biliousness during millenniums, and our mixed racing have been given to hoots or 3 years from the grape, vine and brew and Peters and New Amsterdam, and Powley's where the pools go and rum smelters end for him and he dined off smooth American. It would give one the friar even where one a normal kettle liquor, this old world epistola of their weatherings and their marryings and their buryings and their natural selections has cumbled tumbled down to us fresh and made it all ours like an owl cup on tay, and I was hot in me souser, ha ha, and as you was calling your Duchy hovel, oh, she told the tale of her town, hoo-hoo. Now, Capinancian infusionism may both fit as tight as two tribbets, but while we were in our wee free state, holding to that pre-statue in our charter, may have our removable doubts as the whole sense of the lot, the interpretation of any phrase in the whole, the meaning of every word of a phrase, so far deciphered out of it, however unfettered our Irish daily independence, we must vaunt no idle dubiosity as to its genuine authorship and Halsabolus authoritativeness, and let us bring these seas to beakerings on that clink almond bottler, on the face of it to vol back to our desultory horses, and for your rogshod mind, baffled lost bull, the affair is a thing once for all done, and there you are, somewhere and finished in a certain time, be it a day or a year, or even supposing it should eventually turn out to be a serial number of goodness gracious alone knows how many days or years. Anyhow, somehow and somewhere, before the book flood or after her ebb, somebody mentioned by name in his telephone directory, Coccolanius or Gallotaurus wrote it all down, and there you are, full stop, oh, undoubtedly yes, and very potably so, but one who deeper thinks will always bear in the babaucus of his mind that this down right there and you are and there it is only all in his eye. Why? Because suffering Bebel, if he goes to that, and dormer window gossip will cry from the housetops no surlier than the writings on the wall will hew it to the mud of men that moat in the main street. Every person, place, and thing in the chaosmos of alley, anyway connected with gobbledy-dump turkery, was moving and changing every part of the time. The travelling inkhorn, possibly pot, the hair and turtle pen and paper, the continually more and less intermisunderstanding minds of the anti-collaborators, they, as time went on, as it will variously inflect, differently pronounce, otherwise spell, changeably meaning vocable script signs. No, so help me, Petold, it is not a miseffectual why at Kinchius riot of blots and blurs and bars and balls and hoops and wriggles and juxtaposed jottings linked by spurts of speed. It only looks as like it as damn is. And sure, we ought really to rest thankful that at this deleteful hour of dungflies dawning, we have ever even a written on with dried ink scrap of paper at all to show for ourselves, tear it or leaf it, and we are left to ourselves as the sole fisher when he led the cat out of the boat. After all that we lost and plundered of it, even to the hindmost coinings of earth, and all it has gone through, and by all means after a good ground kiss to Terracussa, and for war's lucks our left-offs flung over our home homoplate, cling to it as with drowning hands, hoping against all hope, all the while that by the light of philosophy, and may she never falsage us, things will begin to clear up a bit one way or another within the next quarrel of an hour, and be hanged to them as 10 to 1 they will too please the pigs, as they ought to categorically, strictly between ourselves, there is a limit to all things, so this will never do. For with that farm frau's foul flair for that flayfell foxfitter, the calamites calumitas calling for calamitous calamitans, who that scrutinizing marvels at those indignant whip-bloop lashes, those so prudently bolted or blocked round the touching reminiscence of an incomplete trail or dropped fin final, a round thousand whirligig glorioles prefaced by us, now illegibly airy plume flights, all timorously ambi embellishing the initials, Magischool of Earwicker, the meant to be baffling Chrisman Trilithon sign, finally called after some his Hes Heck Itensi Heck, which moved contra-watchwise, represents his title in Celia as the smaller, frontly called following a certain change of state of grace of nature, Alpha Delta, when single stands for, or tautologically stands beside the consort, though for that matter, since we have heard from cat-eyed circles how the hen is not merely a tick or two after the first, fifth, fourth, the second, eighth, twelfth, Sing Chang Hong Kong Shan Senul, but yearly the other and 30 of the ninth from the 20th, our own vulgar 432 and 1132 irrespectively, why not take the former for a village in, the latter for an upside down bridge, a multiplication marking for crossroads ahead, which you like pot hook for the family gibbet, their old four wheelers for the buckers, a tea anyway for a tryst some day, and is one side missing for an all blind alley leading to an Irish plot in the Champ de Mars none. The steady monologue of the interiors, the pardonable confusion for which some blame the cudgel and more blame the soot, but unthanks to which the peas with their caps awry are quite as often as not taken for cues, and with their tails in there, or are quite as often as not taken for pews with their tails in their mouths. Then Sir Christopher Columbus, hence our cat Presbyterians, the curt witty watty dashes, never quite just right at the trim tried truth letter, the sudden spluttered petulance of some cap italized middle, a word as cunningly hidden in its maze of confused drapery as a field mouse in a nest of coloured ribbons, that absurdly bulls-footed bee declaring with an even plainer dumb show than does the mute commoner witness how hard a thing it is to mourn a gentleman. And look at this pre-pronomial fun-for-all, engraved and retouched and edge-wiped and pudding-padded, very like a whale's egg farced with pemmican, as were it sentenced to be nuzzled over a full trillion times forever, and a nightle is noddle sink or swim by that ideal reader suffering from an ideal insomnia, all those red, rattled, obeli, cayenne, pepper cast over the text, calling unnecessary attention to errors, omissions, repetitions, and misalignments that probably local or personal variant maggots for the more generally accepted majesty, which is but a trifle, and yet may quietly amuse those supercilious-looking crisscross Greek E's, awkward-like, perched there and here, out of date like sick owls hawked back to Athens, and the Jigis too, Jesuitically formed at first, but afterwards genuflected agrally towards the Occident, the Ostrogothic cacography affected for certain phrases of Etruscan stable talk, and in short, the learning betrayed at almost every line's end, the head strength at least 11 men of 32 palfrey craft, revealed by a constant labour to make a gimel pass through the eye of an iota. This, for instance, utterly unexpected sinistroigic return to one peculiar sore point in the past, those thrown open W's of an early Mediterranean origin, whether man chooses to damn them agglutinately loo, to blue face ache, or il vu de polo, or can's court's topple fouls, seated with such flop right down determination, reminding us ineluctably of nature at her naturalist, while that fretful figure, the hornful diagramma of your Borna Barba, rarely heard now, save when falling from the unfashionable lipses of some heterosexual, used always in two boldface print types, one of them as wrong-headed as her Claudian brother, is it worthwhile interrupting to say?